This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated various completed projects and laid the foundation stones for development projects worth approximately 5,650 crore rupees at Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu this evening. The Prime Minister flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. He laid the foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited's city gas distribution network in the Nilgiris and Erode districts at an estimated investment of over 3,680 crore rupees. He also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant with a capacity of 672,000 metric tons per annum at Manali, Chennai, with an investment of 1,490 crore rupees. Under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, Mr. Modi also inaugurated 89 rural roads, totaling 370 kilometres across Tamil Nadu. He also laid the foundation stone for a greenfield bypass near Gangaikonda Cholapuram on NH81. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's programme is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum related manufacturing, highways, railways and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala today. The Prime Minister also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Thivara Sabha in Kochi this morning. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of the fishermen community in the country. Speaking at an NDA meet titled Vigisit Keralam with Modi at Kochi in Keralam, he said the present global energy crisis has once again proved the importance of becoming Atmanirbhar. Mr. Modi said to reduce dependence on other countries in the energy sector, the government has taken many steps in recent years. He said to reduce dependence on petrol and diesel, electric vehicles and solar projects are being promoted.
गल्फ में चल रहे युद्ध में हमें आत्मनिर्भरता का महत्व भी फिर से समझाया है एनर्जी सेक्टर में हमारी निर्भरता दूसरे देशों पर कम से कम हो इसके लिए बीते सालों से लगातार कदम उठाए गए भारत ने अपनी सोलर पावर कैपेसिटी बढ़ाई है पेट्रोल डीजल पर निर्भरता कम हो इसके लिए बहुत बड़े पैमाने पर इलेक्ट्रिक बसों और अन्य इलेक्ट्रिक गाड़ियों पर बल दिया जा रहा है रेलवे का 100% इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन किया जा रहा है
The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Replying to the discussion, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said, "It is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition." He said, "After nearly 4 decades, a no-confidence motion has been brought against the Lok Sabha Speaker and it is a regrettable event for both parliamentary politics and the House." Mr. Shah said BJP and NDA never brought a no-confidence motion against the Speaker of the Lok Sabha as the party believes that the integrity of the Speaker is beyond doubt. The Minister said proceedings of the House are conducted based on mutual trust and rules. Earlier participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP said the opposition has brought this resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi accused that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Participating in the discussion, Rekha Sharma of the BJP said, the Modi government is committed to the development of rural India and has allocated 1.94 lakh crore rupees for the purpose in the Union Budget. Later, the House took up special mentions after which it was adjourned for the day. Of that, we end this news bulletin.